As I was pondering what to share this morning, I felt like I have a lot of things in my heart, although I just couldn't really decide what to share. Maybe a lot of burden on my heart for sicknesses that we have among us, and especially sicknesses that affect our minds, and we start thinking things that aren't true, and I guess that's just one of my passing thoughts that I had, and I decided to go to Genesis and look at the creation a little bit. So we know God made all things, and His answer for everything. He gave us the Bible that we can study His Word, and we can find answers in the Bible for everything. So let's just turn to Genesis, if you would. Genesis chapter 1. There's a few verses that I just read there. Verse 3 and 4, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light, and God saw the light, and it was good. I believe God could have said it was very good. God could have said it was perfect. Let's go next to Genesis 2 and read. I'm going to read there, verse 15 to 17. "And the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die." I guess my main focus this morning was going to be on that light that God created. And that light not only being the sunlight, but also the light of the world, and how that Jesus is the light of the world. So God put man in the garden there to dress it and to keep it, and He didn't give him just a lot of commandments there. He told him this: the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest of it, thou shalt surely die. I guess God thought, this is so beautiful, they don't need many commandments there. It's just this one tree, just don't eat of it. But he did give them a choice, which is one of the things we have today. So as far as continuing on some more things on the light, I want to read some in John chapter 1, verse 1 to 5. If you want to follow there, you may. John 1, verses 1 through 5. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not." He's talking about Jesus there. There's no darkness in Jesus. And if you think about light, there can't darkness and light just doesn't mix. There cannot be any darkness in light. Let's turn next to 1 John 1. First John 1:1-7. I'm going to read that. That which was from the beginning, or the creation, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled the word of life. For the life was manifested, that we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sins. Verse 7 there really jumped out at me. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. I just thought that's kind of amazing. If we have fellowship one with another, or if we are in the light, we will have fellowship one with another. And in that, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from our sins. Isn't that wonderful? So I just looked up a few other things in the Bible where God showed himself as light. There is God showed himself as a light to the children of Israel. There, where they were in Egypt there, the light of God was among them as it was dark in Egypt, the darkness that fell on the land of Egypt. And the Israelites, their houses had light. They had light there. They could see. And also, as they were traveling in the wilderness, that pillar of fire. That gave a light for the Israelites during the night. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. And then also the glistening brightness of Christ's garments at the Transfiguration, Matthew 7:2. And that bright light that shone on Paul as he was on his way to Damascus. That was definitely a bright light that he could tell came from heaven. Stopped him in his tracks, and then God spoke to him. So I was just wondering, can we feel that light today? I was just thinking about a young man that was going for a walk. I just heard this recently. And he was talking to God, he was praying, and he was especially asking God to show him, or just feel the touch of God, to touch him. And as he's walking along, I guess I don't know if he expected to feel it, but he was just in close communion with God there. And suddenly it seemed like he heard the birds singing. They were singing all along, of course, but it was just at a certain spot there, he noticed it, and he just got this feeling inside of him. I get kind of a warm feeling, and he said he couldn't explain it. And I just thought, isn't that a touch of God? Isn't that feeling God's hand? And I think we can feel that if we are in close communion with God. More verses there, Psalm 27:1, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? Psalm 89:15, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound, they shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. Psalm 119:105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So then I found a few other verses of, I'll say the light of heaven, maybe, and the light of, and of course, God being that light. Let's see, let's turn to Isaiah 60. If you want to turn there, you may. It's just a verse or two there in Isaiah 60. Isaiah 60, verse 19. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither by brightness shall the moon give light unto thee. But the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. The sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself, for the Lord shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. Thy people also shall be at righteousness, they shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one shall be a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. I believe he's talking about heaven there. Next, let's go to Revelation 21. Some verses we're familiar with. Revelation 21, verse 23 and 24. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it. And the Lamb is the light thereof, and the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. Seems a little hard for us to imagine that, but we won't even need the sun there in that city. The glory of God shall lighten it. Revelation 22:5. And there shall be no night there. They need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. We will close with that. I'll just come to the light that's shining for me.